This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The State Transportation Commission approved a policy today that could shift billions of dollars in state funding from roads to more climate-friendly transportation options like public transit. The policy is part of the state's climate change strategy. Business groups worry it could lead to fewer highway expansions, but Transportation Commissioner Jessica Holquin says there's a connection between
a stable climate and environment in a stable business environment. We know that climate change does not spare any industry.
The policy goes into effect next year. Denver International Airport leaders want an additional $1.3 billion to finish an expansion of the airport's terminal. CEO Phil Washington unveiled the request to Denver City Council last night. The request includes a contract extension for the project's construction manager, as well as a proposal for a new aviation career center to train pilots. City Council still needs to approve the funding. They'll take up their request at a meeting next month. The El Paso County Board of Health passed a symbolic resolution supporting voluntary COVID-19 vaccinations yesterday. The resolution is essentially a statement of opinion, similar to a statement board members tabled last month after opposition from community members and county commissioners. Highs along the Front Range today around 50. Some slight winds, but much calmer than yesterday. It's going to be colder in the mountains in Grand Junction, a high today around 40. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 3:06.